Joyce Kertula died Monday at age 91 after a long fight with lymphoma, but not before helping two generations of Kertulas rise to political power in the state. KTOO's Jeremy Shea has more.
Beth Kertula likens her mom to a 61st legislator who made Jay Kertula's historic rise to power possible.
My dad's the only guy to have ever been both Speaker and President of the Senate. And I just, you know, I never could figure out how he could have ever done that until I was in and realized, you know, it's because of my mother. If you have someone working with you who you trust implicitly and who works side by side and who really is frankly, a second legislator, you can get a lot done. And that's what happened. They were a tremendous team.
Beth Kertula represented Juneau in the Alaska State House for 15 years. Jay Kertula represented Palmer in the Alaska Legislature for 34 years, and Joyce Kertula worked alongside him as an unpaid volunteer for almost that entire time. In a 2014 interview, Joyce recalled how her unofficial career in the legislature began with an office visit. His secretary pulled open, then shut, a desk drawer that was full of papers.
And I said, "Would you mind telling me what was in that drawer?" And she says, "Oh, that's letters that I don't know how to answer, and I'll get to them one of these days." And I said, "Would you mind if I looked at one of them?" And I pulled one out at the bottom, not the top, and it was over a month old. And I said, "This can't go on."
And my mom just sat down and started writing letters on one of those old Underwood typewriters, and she just kept going, and that was it.
30-some years later, she was still at it.
And so my mother handled the offices and handled all the campaigns and handled constituents.
In her obituary, the family calls Joyce Kertula the heart and soul of her husband's legislative offices. Originally from Oklahoma, she was born Helen Joyce Campbell in 1923. After finishing college, she left Oklahoma to be a personal assistant to a scientist working on the Manhattan Project in New Mexico, where she witnessed a test detonation of an atomic bomb. She moved to Alaska in 1954 and taught English at Palmer High School. She met and married Jay in 1955. Joyce Kertula's unofficial career in the Alaska legislature began after he was sworn into office in 1961. An Alaska memorial service is in the works for the summer. She had been living in Palmer, but was in Palm Springs, California, for medical care when she died.
My mother used to say, "You've got to live every day," and I'm going to try to emulate that a little bit better. So.
She is survived by her husband, daughters, a sister, two grandchildren, and a large extended family. In Juneau, with help from Rosemarie Alexander, I'm Jeremy Shea.